Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net. And this morning we have with us Kermit Baker, who is the economist with the American Institute of Architecture. Kermit, how you doing?
I'm doing well today. Thank you.
Good, good, good. Well, the reason I wanted to talk to you, I noticed that a couple days ago that you came out with your index. It's still below 50, which means that things are still not growing, but it did raise just a little bit. You want to tell us kind of what you found out?
Well, the number, Kemp, as you indicated, is very weak. We're now in, really sort of more than a year into this downturn we've seen in design activity, but it is moving in the right direction, moved up a couple points this month. I think probably even more encouraging is that we also track inquiries for new design projects, and that has actually bumped up quite a bit over the last 2 months, and looks like the slowdown pretty much might be over for that. So if that trend continues, we might actually see some new projects begin to come on board at architecture firms, and that would obviously mean more design activity down the road and eventually more construction activity.
As you look at this activity, do you get in-depth as far as looking at the sectors that are, in other words, when you ask these questions, do you ask them what sectors they're starting to get interest in?
Well, we track it by three broad sectors. Residential is one, commercial, industrial is a second, and institutional is a third. So they're quite broad. But what we are seeing there is continued weakness in the residential sector, as well as some pretty weak numbers coming out of the commercial industrial. That was obviously the one that was hardest hit when the economy turned down more significantly last fall and when credit problems kicked in. We're seeing the strongest numbers come out of the institutional side, healthcare, education, things like that. That's the sector that should probably benefit the most from the federal stimulus programs, because a lot of those activities and initiatives are oriented towards federal and state and local programs. But that continues to sort of trend down, too. So there's not a lot of strength in any of the sectors, but probably the institutional looks to be doing the best over the next several months.
When you go out and do these polls, I take it you're going to all these major architectural firms. We have heard over the past 6 or 8 months that several of these big firms like Gensler and HOK have had major layoffs. So are you having to target different people, or some of your major respondents to this research, or is that moving around where you're having to ask other people?
Not really. I mean, a lot of firms have scaled back. A lot of firms are talking about sort of, freezing hours, cutting back hours. Some have had reductions in staff. But, that's exactly the information we want to get from them in terms of what influence that has in terms of their levels of business activity. So we're going to the same firms. We have about 500 firms that participate nationally. They continue to be providing us very useful information about where these trends are headed.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that as these trained resources are laid off and they go out and maybe perhaps hang their own shingle, are you still going to be able to get visibility to perhaps some of that work maybe leaving the big firms and going to these small people?
Well, we do have a very broad cross section of firms that we cover, and we're constantly updating it. I think what you describe is certainly accurate. As firms do downsize, a lot of architects will go up and go out and try to establish a business on their own. But it's our goal, and we're certainly focused on making sure that we continue to get a good cross section of firms that we're seeing doing work in the country. And I don't think that's been a problem so far.
Yeah. In the past, as I've introduced you, I've always pointed out that what you do for the AIA is just part of what you do. You're actually over there with Harvard, and you're part of a think tank group of economists at Harvard. What is the feeling about, we have seen in the last couple of weeks a little bit of perhaps a glimmer of hope with the stock market turning around a little bit with this February. We published a number that the February building permits were up 22% in February over January. Is there any feeling that there might that we may have reached the bottom and are starting to see a turnaround, or what you're thinking?
Well, I think Kemp, that there is are increasing signs that we're nearing the bottom. I think it's a bit premature to start talking about a turnaround. The numbers you were talking about were from the residential sector, and that obviously has been hammered over the last 3 years. And we've hit numbers that we didn't think we'd hit. A couple of years ago, never thought things would get this bad. I think corrections are in place. We're starting to see some excess inventory be worked off. We're starting to see house prices decline. We're starting to see home sales begin to stabilize and potentially head back up. So I think we're seeing some very, very positive signs in terms of the direction. But I still do feel that we have a fairly significant inventory of unsold homes to work off, and before we get more home building occurring, we're going to have to work those off. So we're moving in the right direction, but upturn in terms of really new production levels, I think probably are a few quarters away.
Yeah, and one last question on the stimulus package. We had hoped that there would be some tax breaks in there that would perhaps spur along some building, but none of those really made it through the finished package. So most of the stimulus that we're going to get out of this $780 billion stimulus package, which, by the way, if you divide that by the number of households, it's about $100,000 per household is what I've been told, which is a massive number. What are you guys take up there at Harvard as far as whether or not there was enough in the stimulus package to help construction, both on the commercial side or the residential side?
Well, I think there was not as much as there was initially. I think really on the residential side, as well as to some extent on the non-residential side, we don't need more building right now. I think we need more stability in what we have. I'd look even to the foreclosure prevention bill, in addition to the stimulus package that you mentioned, that might do as much or more good for the housing industry to try to allow households to refinance at the current lower mortgages, to try to prevent more foreclosures, allow households to modify their loans so they can afford them. I think the first thing we need to do is stabilize what we have out there and slow down the foreclosures and defaults, and then we can hopefully see a floor into the market that we can build off of moving forward. And I think that's the real goal of these programs, is to get the economy working again, not specifically housing or commercial activity or automotive or any other sector you talk about. I think it's a broader set of initiatives, and knock on wood, let's hope it'll do that. I think we'll see over the next few months whether it's doing what it's intended to do.
Carmen, I appreciate you talking to us, and I am hoping, we are doing this on a consistent basis, you and I talking, and I'm hoping when we talk in the next 4 to 6 weeks that we continue to see an uptick. So we've been talking to Carmen Baker, who is the economist for the American Institute of Architecture, and you've been listening to Kemp Parr and FloorDaily.net.